Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, the world events I would like to discuss today would be those events that are pointing to the Great Tribulation. Then I want to shine the light of Bible prophecy on those world events. Or rather, I should say, I want you to shine the light of Bible prophecy on those events. Begin anywhere you'd like.
Okay. Is the end coming in 2025? Can the Great Tribulation begin then? Jesus return in 2025? Some have claimed so, but you know, what are the prophetic trends? You know, nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus' disciples specifically asked him how to know when the end would happen, and he responded with details. And several of these details are still yet to be fulfilled.
So those unfulfilled details Jesus spoke of must be world events. Are those events well understood by professing Christians today?
Well, sadly, many overlook what Jesus taught, but instead they point to other things. You know, related to nearly every year since 2008, I've denounced false prophets as well as those who speculated on each of those years at the start of either the Great Tribulation or Jesus returning. Typically, they claim this based on numerical calculations, the start of the State of Israel, holy days, signs in heavens like eclipses or blood moons. But they're wrong. Why? Because according to the Bible, certain events had to happen before. Fact is, there are sufficient clues in the Bible, such as in the books of Daniel and Matthew, that make the prospect of the Great Tribulation happening in the next 3 years impossible. Yet we do have some events occurring that are showing that we're getting closer.
Well, Dr. Teal, what world events do you see happening that are given as sufficient clues in the Bible, as you put it, that show we are getting closer to the Great Tribulation?
Well, we've seen deterioration in society. The Apostle Paul was inspired to write, this is 2 Timothy 3, starting verse 1, says, no, in the last days, perilous times are going to come. People are going to be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, proud, boastful, blasphemers, disobedient, unthankful, unholy, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, petty, haughty, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. But they act like they're the good ones. So we've seen that. And in 2025, by the way, on the ecumenical side, Eastern Orthodox Patriarch Bartholomew, he's going to host or plans to host the 1700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea, and that should have religious and prophetic ramifications. Now, with all this going on, is it possible that the countdown for the Great Tribulation is going to start in 2025? Well, let's go to look at what happens in the Gospels. Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 3. Jesus on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came up to him privately saying, tell us what these things are going to be, what are the sign of your coming in the end of this age? And he said, take heed that no one deceives you. As many are going to come on, say he's Christ, they're going to deceive many. You know, just like Jesus' disciples, we want to know, okay? Jesus said, be careful about being deceived, and a lot of people have been deceived. Now, I want to read something that was online from Instagram. The Great Tribulation starts in 2025. It has to do with the Mark of the Beast and the Sunday Law. Blue laws, repent, Jesus is coming, Messiah 2028. Well, that's not possible. Jesus is not going to come then. Here's another one. This is from another place. Great Tribulation, which corresponds to years 2025 to 2028 in our calendar. The Antichrist will reign for 42 months, 3.5 years. Well, that assertion online is also wrong. Then there's a YouTube video. Here's the title. April 12, 2025. Passover commences the Great Tribulation. That video claims certain seals of Revelation were opened before they were opened. Plus, it tries to tie this in with the formation of the State of Israel, 1948. But again, that start date is wrong because it's just way too soon.
So the world events you just cited obviously did not have the light of the correct biblical prophecy shining on them. Are there any biblical prophecies that would show the error of those false claims?
Oh yeah, you continue in Matthew 24. Jesus says there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. See, you're not troubled. these things must come to pass. The end is not yet. And he talks about there's going to be famines and pestilences and earthquakes. And these are just the beginning of sorrows. Then he talks about deadly persecution coming in, false prophets rising up, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the world as a witness to all the nations, and the end will come. Matthew 24:14 has not yet been fulfilled. Then verse 15, Jesus said, "You see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. Whoever reads, let him understand," Jesus said. "Then let those in Judea flee to the mountains." Anyway, there's no possibility the Great Tribulation can happen in 2025, and those who truly rely on the Bible realize this. It's only those who overlook Scripture and rely on their own views or false traditions who make the mistake of thinking the Great Tribulation can happen in 2025.
So what light of biblical prophecy would you use to shine support on your claim that the Great Tribulation cannot happen in 2025?
Jesus pointed to Daniel. In Daniel chapter 11, we learn of leaders called the King of the North and the King of the South, such in verse 27. And there is no such, and they make some kind of a deal. Those positions aren't in existence yet. We don't have that. Okay? And so until that happens, it can't start yet. We also know the Bible talks about sacrifices and that they're going to stop. Well, for them to stop, they have to at least start. And mainly because of Israeli politics, they haven't started yet.
So talk to us some more about the prophecy of animal sacrifices.
Daniel 9, starting verse 26, talks about a prince who's going to come, and he's going to make some kind of a covenant for 1 week, which prophecy watchers have correctly identified this meaning 7 years. In the middle of the week, says, quote, "He shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering." Then he starts talking about the abomination of desolation.
Okay.
Well, we haven't seen this deal yet. Until we see this deal confirmed by a prince meaning he's not the top person necessarily, we've got 3.5 years. And that simply, as of late 2024, we don't have that deal set. So we know the Great Tribulation can't start for at least 3.5 years. And again, we see that this guy is going to eventually stop sacrifices, and they haven't started yet. So the type of this part of scripture, Daniel, is discussing a type of peace deal that the Europeans will either propose or at least one in Europe is going to endorse. And again, once this deal has been confirmed, it will be broken 3.5 years later. And it's shortly after that deal is broken that the Great Tribulation will start.
So is this where many that think that Donald Trump will fulfill prophecy by proposing an acceptable peace deal comes from?
Well, some thought that was his previous administration, but some hope that somehow he can force such a deal. And he may be involved in it, but the biblical deal will have to be confirmed by a European, somebody who's not the top person. People such as, for example, Carl Theodor zu Gutenberg come to mind as a possible person to do this. Now, we've got a lot of turmoil in the Middle East right now, and it's possible we could have some kind of a deal in 2025, particularly if Israel and Iran escalate things. And we also would expect Syria to be involved to some degree, Hamas, Hezbollah, and maybe others. We don't know for sure if that's going to happen yet. So what we need to do is what Jesus said in Mark 13:37. Watch. Oh, what about Trump? Well, Politico reported that the re-election of Donald Trump is proof that the American century was over. And so that's kind of laying the groundwork, if you will, for the Great Tribulation. And CNN posted the following. Trump's second term could bring chaos around the world. It might be horrific, redefine the world order. It might be overwhelming. It'll certainly be disruptive. It could sever American isolationism or cause it. So this is what they're talking about. Now, I've long considered Donald Trump to be apocalyptic, meaning because his timing and his policies, some of them are helping set up for the Great Tribulation. And actually, world events confirmed either totally or partially 22 items I warned about prior to Donald Trump taking office the first time back in 2017. Now, we're in a time that Jesus calls the beginning of sorrows. I want to read a little bit about that in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 13. I want to read Jesus's words in verse 8. Jesus said, "For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there'll be earthquakes in various places, and there'll be famines and troubles," plural. "These are the beginning of sorrows." So yes, the trend is that troubles and chaos are expected during the Trump Vance presidential term, even though there will likely also be periods of calm. And there will be many unintended consequences to the United States of America because of Donald Trump's statements and policies.
Unintended consequences in what way?
Well, for example, his tariff threats. But what he's telling all these other nations is, we're going to put these tariffs on you. And so it's going to be harder for you to export as much to the United States. So what are they going to do? Just say, "Oh, Donald Trump, that's a great idea. We like that." No, they're going to say, "Wait a second. If we can't sell as much to the United States, we need to sell more to each other." And the Bible talks about the time when the European Babylonian beast power is going to dominate world trade. Revelation chapters 17, 18, for example. And this is getting the Europeans and the Africans and the Asians and the South Americans to look at getting together. As a matter of fact, the Europeans and South Americans just put together what might be the biggest international trade deal of all time, at least for those groups, since Donald Trump's election. Furthermore, Donald Trump's statements to tell the Europeans they need the arm, while it may make carnal sense, will also help set the stage for the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation to be fulfilled, when it talks about the beast being such a big, successful warrior. Again, these are unintended consequences. Okay. You know, we are close to the time of the end of 6,000 years of humanity's rule this planet. Presuming that Jesus was killed and resurrected in 31 AD, perhaps, presuming the 6,000 years ends a year before the day of the Lord begins, then we would say that happening in 2031, and Jesus could possibly return based on that in 2032. You back off 3.5 years to that, and you're looking at the Great Tribulation at the earliest starting in late 2028, which would be toward the end of Donald Trump's term. Now, Philadelphian Christians understand that Jesus said tribulation-related events tie in with Daniel. Mm-hmm. But most who profess Christianity don't totally seem to get it. Anyway, after Daniel 11:31 and the sacrifices stop and the fleeing of Christians, the Great Tribulation begins. Jesus said about the Great Tribulation, Matthew 24, starting verse 21, "For then there'll be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days are going to be shortened." And as I said before, that can't possibly happen before 2028. But make no mistake about it. The end is coming, and fairly soon, and probably in the next decade or so. The Great Tribulation is not going to start in 2025, 2026, 2027. Anyway, those who are willing to believe the Bible can understand the Great Tribulation cannot start in 2025. But we are seeing trends that are moving us toward the start of the Great Tribulation.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.